With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge in Washington says he's inclined to deny a preservationist group's request to temporarily halt President Trump's ballroom project at the White House. Judge Richard Leon says he could issue a final decision on the restraining order by Wednesday, but he also says he might just hold another hearing in January on the National Trust for Historic Preservation's request to pause the ballroom project. The group says it should not or should stop until it goes through multiple independent reviews and wins approval from Congress. A battle over a publication story that includes a number of rather blunt quotes, and President Trump's chief of staff is pushing back at that Vanity Fair story.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is blasting a Vanity Fair piece that featured months of interviews about the second Trump presidency. Writing on social media, she called the profile a disingenuously framed hit piece on her and a Trump staff and cabinet she describes as the finest in history. Wiles did not deny any specific quotations attributed to her, including saying she was aghast at Elon Musk's dismantling of USAID and that President Trump has an alcoholic's personality, even though he doesn't drink. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British motorist who injured 130 people when he plowed his car into a crowd of soccer fans has been sentenced to 21 years in prison. Judge Andrew Maneri.
The footage is truly shocking. It is difficult, if not impossible, to convey in words alone the scene of devastation you caused. It shows you quite deliberately accelerating into groups of fans time and time again.
Officials say it's a miracle that no one was killed. This is SRN News. A boy wins a girls' dance competition in Ireland.
Alyssa Saltzman, a boy who is living as a girl, has taken the crown in the under-16 solo category of the girls' Southern Region Irish Dance Finals for the third year in a row. The competition, which is a key qualifier for national and international competition, has male categories, but Saltzman prefers to compete against the girls. Thousands of parents and competitors signed a petition to stop the practice to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two California colleges reaching settlements with Jewish organizations and individuals who filed complaints alleging anti-Semitism arising from pro-Palestinian campus protest. UC Berkeley will pay $60,000 to a visiting prof who was found in a campus investigation to have been the victim of discrimination at that particular school. This is SRN News. President Trump taking another broadcast company to court over edited content he claims is fake news, a $10 billion lawsuit.
The lawsuit accuses the BBC of a false, deceptive, and malicious depiction of Mr. Trump in what it calls a brazen attempt to interfere with and influence the outcome of last year's presidential election. It first tries to establish that a court in Florida, where the lawsuit has been filed, would have jurisdiction, arguing that the program could be watched in the state, even though the BBC said it did not have rights to show the episode on its US channels. It goes on to claim that Mr. Trump has suffered what it calls massive economic damage to both his reputation and his brand value.
That is BBC correspondent Tom Bateman reporting. The president has reached recent settlements with ABC and CBS. More details, srnnews.com.